Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This, I
7:16,
tell you,
and sometimes
brother,
marriage and Christmas equal conflict because everyone's so stressed out about trying to get things put together. So gratefully, we have our regular segment every week this half hour with our good friends Joe and Cindy Farini, and they've been doing this for years on the radio station. Thanks again for your encouragement and your wisdom, my friends.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Hey, Dad. Haven't I watched Star Wars with you before?
Absolutely.
All of them, Joe?
Absolutely. I think bits and pieces. I think we covered the whole thing. Yeah.
See?
But did you hear the bits and pieces part, Kathleen? You've claimed you've watched all of it. Nate always texts me when you say this to tell me that's not true.
No, Brian, listen to me for a minute. I have said that I've watched all of Star Wars. I've never said that I sat through all, but I have seen bits and pieces. And I know the general plot line. Mom and Dad, thanks for joining us this morning. We're so happy that you're here.
Doesn't count at all when your father is a smart man. He's a dentist. Dentists know these things. He knows that you have to see all of them to say you've seen it.
And he would pick me over you every day. Bye. Okay, so Christmas.
I'm in your court, dear.
Thank you, Dad.
That's because he has to be. That's not fair. Bring my mom on. She'll tell you who's right.
No. Anyway, so Christians and Christmas. That can be hard when families don't necessarily agree on the same religious beliefs. So how do we handle that at Christmas time?
Well, I think there's, you know, let's just say grace. I think we need to be grace-filled.
Kathleen.
Not everybody celebrates grace.
Sorry, Mom. Yeah. Sorry, you guys are in the middle of our conflict right now. Another day here at Moody Radio. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, anyway.
Sorry, that's awkward. Ron, turn off his mic. Okay. Just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, let's take a second and regroup. Okay. We're here. It's Christmas. Our family aren't Christians. What do we do? Thank you.
Okay. Well, I just feel like we do have to be grace-filled, and we have to say, you know, not everybody believes the same way that we do, and by, you know, making things awkward in front of a bunch of people doesn't really help celebrate the way that we should. And so I think it's important that we live out our faith and we're true to our faith, but that we're also sensitive to the fact that other people around us maybe aren't embracing the same truths that we do. And this is our opportunity. I don't think there's no opportunity like there is at Christmas to be able to point to our Savior, you know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I think there's ways that we can do it. I think we can do it through our prayer at the meal, not a 3-hour prayer, but a short, you know, very concise, appreciative, thankful prayer. And I think that others would be, if you will, tolerant of that. Mm-hmm. But I think that as Christians, we're the ones who should take that first step of showing grace to others and letting people know what our faith is without really, you know, forcing it on anybody.
But, you know, some people might say, though, but you don't know my Uncle Jimmy. He always drinks too much at Christmas. And then there's Grandpa Jim. He always swears in front of the grandkids. So what do you – I mean, how do you handle those kind of things when there's some lines of morality Christians would disagree with?
Sure. I mean, if the celebration is going to be at your house, Brian, I think you get to set the standard on this one. Mm-hmm. You know, before the meal, you can say basically, you know, it is our tradition at our home before every meal that we stop – and pray before we eat. So please join me in prayer and just go ahead and begin the praying. You don't ask for a consensus or whether or not that's okay or not. Right. You know?
Raise your hand if you're okay with me praying.
That's right now. And let's go. But you know, if the party's at someone else's house, you cannot enforce your house rules there.
Yeah.
And but that doesn't mean that you can't silently pray to yourself before the meal. And I'll say this, if you're going to a party and you know there's going to be heavy drinking or maybe some drugs or bad language, you know, just by you attending, you're in essence kind of consenting to that behavior. But I'll say this, if this is a business party that you're going to and you're expected to go there and you still like your job, then I think it's important that you make a showing, but leave as soon as you can. But I can tell you this, you know, Once you begin to demonstrate who you are and what you believe and what you're committed to, what we have found happen over the years is that eventually these people ask us to pray at these gatherings. And it's really kind of fun to see that happen over time. It doesn't happen right away, but with time, as you demonstrate and walk out your life before then, these things begin to happen. And you know, just recently, Mom and I, we were just at a business gathering, and this happened to us at that time. Before the meal.
Well, and you know, you bring up a really important distinction, Joe, about whether or not it's at your house or someone else's. And it sounds to me like you're saying if you're at someone else's house, you need to kind of understand those things are going to happen. I mean, should we be the Bible police and go around and tell Uncle Joe, you know, hey, you know, the Bible says drunkenness is a sin. You really ought to stop doing that. I mean, should we be doing that?
No, of course not. No, you don't want to do that. I mean, that's one way not to get invited next year. And but you know, the idea is you're trying to begin to live out your life without even a word being spoken. And that's where your testimony, your witness is really so valuable. And, oh, by the way, I listened to your podcast. I thought it's outstanding. And,
oh, thanks. So, about evangelism?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
That was very, very well done.
Oh,
and I think it's something that all of your listeners should be listening to as well, especially with Christmas coming up. I think it's a powerful tool that everybody could really learn from.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and I appreciate your wisdom on this because so often I think we feel pressure as Christians to be like the Bible police and tell people who don't follow Christ to follow our expectations. And you're just not going to win doing that. You're going to make more enemies than friends, right?
Absolutely. No. I mean, even myself, I sometimes don't like to be around some Christians that are kind of like that way.
Right.
It's just a little annoying. And and so I'd rather not have to listen to that personally. But definitely if the uncle is someone who is kind of rough around the edges person, I mean, those people at times are even sometimes more sensitive to when you are really living out your life. I think that's really important for them.
Yeah, and you know, to encourage folks, it does become obvious. I know in my own experience, I'll just be as general as possible to protect family, but I'm known in some family circles as preacher boy, jokingly, because everyone knows I'm a believer.
Yeah.
But I'm not walking around forcing them to change their behavior, but I get that reputation of being the Christian. And you're right. Eventually, they ask you to pray because they're like, well, I guess we should pray before a meal, shouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. I mean, it does happen. And, you know, again, seriously, we can be in business gatherings and we're just minding our own business and standing in the corner someplace. And then someone will say, hey, Joe, Cindy, why don't you kind of pray for us before we get started here? And so we're surprised, but we're happy to do that. But we kind of earned that, if you will, over the years by just being a gentle, quiet representative of Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent point. Cindy, as we're getting close to the end here, do you have any final thoughts for us on this?
I think Joe covered it very well. I feel that we just need to be the representative, the ambassador, if you will, to others as to how we should live and walk with Christ. And we do that quietly, and we answer questions when we're asked, and people will ask questions, and we just have to wait and give them the opportunity to do that.
Wonderful. Well, you know, you too, we always appreciate your wisdom and experience and advice on making sure marriages stay healthy and strong. If folks want to get connected or ask a question of you to get on the air, how do they do that?
Well, we would love to have them come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. We're almost hitting 3,000 people who like that page. We're trying by the end of this month to hit that 3,000. Not so much to see the numbers, but to recognize that we are reaching people, and that's exciting to know that people care about their marriage. So go to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And then if they have a question, the easiest way really is through our website, either joeferrini.com or cindyferrini.com, where they can email us a question or a comment.
Wonderful.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, you too. We'll talk to you next week. Or wait, no.
Wait, no, we won't. Not next week.
Yeah, it's Christmas. I'm not going to be here on Christmas Day.
You can come if you want, but I think I'll be at your house.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
2 weeks.
Good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.